Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Rosie Casals, Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am Tournament happening here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Yeah, we are on a live remote here over at Indian Ridge, so feel free to come on over and check it out. A lot of action here. Of course, they're raising money for junior tennis here in the Coachella Valley, throughout the entire Coachella Valley. Okay, Rosie is here, and she's out wandering around, and they have some tennis, some live action going on in the main stadium as we speak. And I wonder, I also have some tennis going on in the other courts around me. So, again, lots of action here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. And Rosie is resident here. And, of course, they are very supportive and are helping her raise some funds for the tennis foundation that she has. The Love and Love Tennis Foundation is a 501c3. So, definitely, you want to help support this event, come on over. Or you can always go to the website and make some donations, which is posted on the Traveling with Francoise website. All right, since we are not going to be going into travel mode this hour of the show, no, we're not, but we do have some things I want to talk about. We are presented by McDonald's, 18 restaurants of service here in the Coachella Valley. I want to thank McDonald's for that. Sean Flanagan is back in the boardroom along with Jasmine, so they are having some fun back there without me. I'll be back in the station next week, and we have a lot going on that show as well. But every year, this is the third year running that I have been here at this tournament, the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. And I'm having a great time watching some great tennis and, again, raising funds and awareness for junior tennis here in the Coachella Valley. But let's see. What is happening with Traveling with Francoise? Well, now, you know, Money Radio is on FM as well, 100.9 FM. So when you're cruising around, you can hear it in your cars. Very, very crystal clear. And inside the buildings, there's still, because of the way the system works with all these FCC rules and all this sort of stuff, it is a very weak inside buildings at this point. But don't worry, as time goes on, we're going to power it up and it will become stronger and stronger. But you can always check us out on 1200 AM as well. So we're on AM and FM. Right, Traveling with Francoise television show, my 30-minute television show on Fox 11 on Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Well, that is going strong. Right now, we're playing replays now of the Salton Sea episode, the East Jesus, the Salvation Mountain episode, because I just filmed a new episode on a Monday. And yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Not too much, though, because you're going to have to watch it. But have you been to Lake Henshaw? According to the video I posted on Facebook, a lot of you didn't even know it was about an hour away and full of fish and just a beautiful, beautiful area up in the mountains. Camping facilities, cabins, just gorgeous, and it's not that far away. So we're winding our way up Highway 74, and I'm going to leave it at that. So that show will be out in about a week and a half, so not to worry. What else? I'm trying to think here. I'm looking at all my notes. I'm surrounded by information here about Indian Ridge Country Club. Again, beautiful facility right here in Palm Desert. Check out their website, which is on Traveling with Francoise, but is IndianRidgeCC.com. People here love where they live and live where they play. Yes, they certainly do. I also want to give a heads up to my segment sponsors, because you hear the commercials, but these folks want to give them some love. The 500 in Palm Springs, home to Ristretto, which on Thursday, the 27th, Ristretto will be donating 100% of the day's proceeds to Dine Out for Life. That is on Thursday, April 27th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Go on over to Ristretto, and all you do is just buy your favorite drink, coffee or sandwich like you normally do, and you will be donating. So to a very good cause to fight AIDS. So again, that's happening at Ristretto inside the 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. All right, we want to also thank Country Club Cleaners, Jeannie over there at Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Go in there and say you are a listener of Traveling with Francoise and you will get 10% off your dry cleaning. Yeah, that's really good deal. And Jeannie does do alterations and all sorts of things there at Country Club Cleaners. Desert Arc Attire, Thousand Palms. Yes, they do all our hats, shirts. They can do them for you. They probably did them here for all the silk screening and golf bags and tennis bags and all sorts of stuff. They can do all of that for you over at Desert Arc Attire. And that is in Thousand Palms. So we thank them as well. And again, all their information is on the website, on the Traveling with Francoise website. And We still have a few more we want to thank. That's the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. They have a lot of free programs coming up this summer. They're also offering rides, transportation to get you to the Braille Institute. So check it out. Go to their website or give them a call at 760-321-1111. That's the Braille Institute. And they will help you with vision loss, all different types of vision loss, show you what's available to help you out. And again, that is the Braille Institute right there on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. And then, of course, Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley. We find when we travel, don't you find out you take all this extra stuff that you really don't need? I'm learning now to just, I have this shoe thing. I love to take shoes for every occasion. You know, you need a pair of sandals, you need a pair of tennis shoes, you need a pair of flats, you need maybe a little low pumps or something. I am learning now that I don't need to take all, you know, that many shoes. Yeah. I do like shoes, though. So when you travel, you're finding you don't need so much stuff. So what do you do with your gently used or sometimes new items? Take them over to Angel View. There are stores all through the Coachella Valley and beyond, and you support the many programs that Angel View has. The homes that they have for their clients are incredible. They do such a great job with their clients with life-changing disabilities. So to go to the website, angelview.org. Again, that's angelview.org. So again, we want to thank all of our segment sponsors for being part of Traveling with Françoise. And as I said earlier, today we are at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert for the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. And they have a pro and junior shootout. They also have Coachella's top juniors and pros who team up with amateurs in a team format competition that is happening right now on the main tennis court. And there's still some tennis going on at some of the other adjacent courts, but I am watching it as we speak. Lots of tennis action going on. Yes, it is a little toasty out here, but the show goes on. There's still a lot of people out here. You can come out. We're going to have an awards presentation later on this afternoon at 3 p.m. You have plenty of time to come out, watch some tennis, support the junior programs here in the Coachella Valley. We do have a silent auction table. And, yeah. We have a side. Someone was waving, so I was waving back. We have a silent auction table off to my right. Please come over, check it out. Some looks like some really awesome items over there that you can bid on. Of course, we have stadium seats that you can watch. We have some drink station. Looks like a food station over there. Again, this is open to the public, so please feel free to come on over here to Indian Ridge Country Club on Country Club in Palm Desert. Beautiful facility. And come back here to the tournament that's happening, the tennis tournament. Of course, here at Indian Ridge, they do have the fabulous championship golf courses. They have two of them. They have if you heard the first hour of the show, they have the spa, they have the restaurant, they have the fitness facilities, swimming pools, pickleball courts, bocce ball, I don't know, you name it, they have it here at Indian Ridge. It really is a community within a community, as the way I look at it, because I don't think, as Hall Wade, the general manager, was saying, if they had just a little store, that's all they need here. If they had a little convenience store, you would never have to leave. You'd stay right here. All right. On that note, though, we are going to step aside. And when we come back, we have our first guest of this hour joining us, and she is receiving an award today. We're going to find out all about it. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise live. Live, like always, we're always live. Coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club for the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Again, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club. Joining us now, who is here to receive an award today, and that is Dee Dee Felich. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Rosie was so excited. She wanted to make sure that you were able to come on the air and tell us a little bit how tennis has affected your life. And today you will be receiving the Jackie Cooper Award, which happens at 1 o'clock.
Great.
So, yeah. So Dee Dee, tennis. How has that been a big part of your life?
It's been pretty much my whole life since I was at the age of 14 when I first started playing tennis. and just high school tennis, nothing on a full-time basis at all. And I was very fortunate to make some connections when I graduated from college. The CEO of Congolium Corporation, which was one of the professional tournament's title sponsor, brought to my attention about the possibility of coming out for 3 months and working on this tennis tournament that was moving to La Quinta Hotel Tennis Club under the direction of Charlie Passerell. And so I did. I came out, got the position, worked for 3 months, and then Charlie asked me if I'd stay a little longer, be the tournament manager. And, of course, with the club that came new memberships that all need to be processed, and if I'd work with Jackie on the processing of all the memberships and help with some of the club events.
Well, and that led to
that was
how
in 1981. And and I just recently retired in September.
All right.
So it's 35 years.
And that is over at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, such a magnificent facility.
It is. They've done a tremendous job with it. Tremendous.
And I know the tournament you're talking about. I've read a lot about the history about the tournament. Mm-hmm. I mean, it certainly had its ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Tennis, of course, the Coachella Valley was known for tennis and golf.
Yes.
But then, like every sport, there always seems to be a lull where things change for a couple of years and it shifts to maybe a different focus. And in this case, maybe it shifted a little bit more towards golf. As you saw the tournament progressing, in your wildest dreams, did you have the vision that it would be where it is today? Was that the goal from day one?
Yes, that was Charlie Passerell's vision and his goal. And within the first year, after I worked the first tournament in 82, he told me where he wanted to take it. And back in those days, it was a one-week men-only event. It was called the Grand Prix Tour in those days. And he said he wanted to have a combined event, men and women, 2 weeks, have junior events, have senior events, build a permanent facility for it, and that was his vision. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So he was a visionary, and everything that he wanted, we all worked very hard for, the entire team, and we've been very, very fortunate in being able to achieve his dream, and now Mr. Ellison's dream, because Mr. Ellison, who's the new owner, of course, has taken it to new heights, and he also is a visionary.
Well, and again, the property is spectacular over there. I'm sure it was a joy working, going to work every day and seeing that. How nice.
Loved it. Loved it. Always jumped out of bed.
Well, and with us, folks, is Dee Dee Felich. And she, again, is receiving congratulations, by the way, for your award that you'll be receiving today. Now, tennis has been part of your life. Your family, is your family involved with tennis?
Yes. Yeah. So I worked the tournament for a couple of years, and in 83 I was thinking I was homesick. I'm from the East Coast. I grew up on the ocean and sailing, and there's not much of that around here, so I was getting a little homesick. And then I met my husband, who had just moved down here from Lake Tahoe. He was couldn't make it work in real estate at that point because of the slump in the economy. So he was a teaching tennis pro in the summer, and he came down here and got a job at one of Bill Bone's developments at Monterey and started teaching there. And I met him, and the rest is history. Yeah. We dated for a while, married for 5 years, and had two wonderful boys who both are players. My son's taken after my husband, and he teaches tennis down here as and up in Lake Tahoe. And my other son is getting ready to graduate from UC Riverside, and he's been playing collegiate tennis.
Well, isn't that so? When you see this right here, because Rosie was on in the first hour of the show, and we were talking about how tennis, you know, it's kind of like golf, has a little bit of a elitist stigma to it, which it shouldn't, because anyone can play tennis and anyone can play golf. But it's offering the opportunity for different areas to be exposed to tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're raising funds, so the Love and Love Tennis Foundation has the funds to go out to areas where they see children don't have the opportunities to have exposure, which is really, really important. You've been involved with tennis here in the Coachella Valley for a long time, and I know they do a tremendous job over there at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens.
They do.
As far as the programs, but have you seen the disconnect in different areas of the Coachella Valley where tennis just isn't on the radar?
Disconnect? I have to admit, no, I don't. I see throughout the years the growth and more opportunities for the kids. This is definitely known as the tennis capital of the world because of the number of courts. And you have people from all sides. You have former professionals like Rosie and Tori and Mark Woodford and Charlie Passerell, Raymond Moore, all these former professionals who are coming here and retiring and wanting to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And there are several nonprofit organizations that benefit kids and getting rackets to the kids, after school programs. And I think what Rosie and Tori are doing is phenomenal because, again, it's another means to get the word out there, and raising the funds to help them not only getting rackets and equipment in their hands, but also helping the kids who can't afford the travel expenses. Mm-hmm. Because once, if they do decide that they want to compete, they do have to travel. And even traveling from one end of the Coachella Valley to the other, because we have so many junior tournaments here, can be difficult. So I think that's tremendous that they see that, to help those kids get from one event to another.
Well, and that's something that I haven't talked about this with anyone, is the junior tournaments happening, the tournaments that are happening throughout the Coachella Valley. That is something I do see in the paper just a little bit, but are we talking organizations that have, are we talking high schools, schools? Who is putting out the most junior programs out here?
Well, there's the entire USTA League, which is the United States Tennis Association, mm-hmm. and of course they have an entire junior program, and there are several clubs here in the desert that have those types of tournaments. There's also another organization called National Junior Tennis League, which was actually founded in the 60s by Charlie Passerell and Arthur Ashe, and they also have a tournament schedule. And then the clubs themselves, there are clubs and that host junior events, you know, as part of their calendar events in the season too.
So that is good to know, because I know we have a lot of folks out there that know someone that plays tennis, might know a junior that's looking to get involved in tennis, yeah. and sometimes they don't always know where to start.
Right.
You just
need
a little bit of helping
hand.
And
the high school programs, yeah. you know, obviously the high school programs, and those are great because, again, it can really introduce it to the kids. They're at school, some of the kids just want to play it for fun, and others want to decide that they really want to get competitive.
Well, in this event here, I've been here broadcasting. This is the third year, and I see each year a little bit more growth, a little bit more growth. Mm-hmm. I see a lot more people that are attending this year. Word is getting around, which Rosie's doing a great job, and
yes.
it all goes back to her struggles as a junior. We talked about
right.
it on the air.
Yep.
Her being from an area that tennis was not huge, but
yep.
she loved it. She was going to play it. She made her way. She made
yep.
great strides, and of course made a fabulous career out
yeah,
of it. Yeah.
yeah.
And so I see, again, it growing, and I'm saying how people can donate. There's so many different ways to donate. Equipment is one of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Donating equipment, donating time, donating funds. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways.
So now, Dee Dee, where do you go from here? You're retired. Do you still play tennis?
I still play tennis, and I've just been enjoying my freedom as of right now. You know, again, our kids are grown. They're on their own. We're definitely empty nesters for the last couple of years, so I'm spending more quality time with my husband, because when I was working, I was a workaholic.
Yeah.
So I was in that office 6-7 days a week, so I'm really just kind of taking a step back and a big breath and spending time with him doing the things that we love to do.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And you
Thank
brought
you.
Up the office. Something that, since you were right there in the mix of it and you were heading it all up there, helping people do all the things that they have to do to get a tournament of that magnitude going, but keep going, how quickly do you start on the next season when that season wraps up?
We would start before the tournament on the following year's tournament, just with new ideas, concepts, conversations, come up with sponsors as far as how they want to engage, and maybe they don't have time to implement something this year, but let's put it on the radar for next year. And or you're walking the grounds and you see how things are set up, but oh, we could do it better if we did this.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely during the tournament, because you're dealing with so many different subcontractors that are coming to help put it all together, and you're walking the grounds and just evaluating how everything is working and the crowd flow and Are there lions in the bathrooms? Or has that concessions had too many, you know, just all of that. So we're always tweaking and trying to make it a much better experience for the fans and the players and the sponsors.
Well, you did a fabulous job. I tell you, every year it's just more and more exciting. People can't wait for it. We have more international visitors that are filling up our stadiums. And I imagine you'll be going, though, each year. You're going to go.
Yeah,
I think you probably have a lifetime seat somewhere.
I definitely. My husband and I were able to have friends down from Lake Tahoe and East Coast and bring them out to the tournament that they'd never been. And just it was fun hosting and watching and running around seeing everything.
All right. Yeah. Well, and Dee Dee, again, congratulations on your award today, the Jackie Cooper Award.
Thank
your
you.
Presentation is at 1 o'clock, and which will be here before we know it. Receiving an award like this, what does that mean to you?
Very humbling. Very, very humbling. To receive an award from the likes of Rosie and Tori, who are former professionals, and Charlie Passerell, a former professional and obviously very accomplished, receiving it last year, to be in that same category, I was shocked and humbled. And Jackie meant a lot to me. We were very close for many, many years while working at La Quinta Hotel. And he was just a genuine individual and lovely, lovely man. And I'm just really humbled and honored to receive this that has his name on it.
Well, again, congratulations. Rosie is very proud to be awarding you with this. I know she was so excited. She wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance to meet you, since you seemed like you were behind the scenes a lot at your job, not right there up in front. So, again, congratulations. A well-deserved honor. And I don't know. I don't know. It's hard for me to think that you're out of it completely. Yeah. No comment. You get that, folks? No comment. All right. Dee Dee, again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Okay. All right, folks, there you go. So, again, what an exciting career Dee Dee has had. And today, again, she is receiving the Jackie Cooper Award. The presentation will be at 1 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time to come on over and partake in that. And when you're here, make sure you go on over to the auction table, the silent auction table, and bid on some of the great items that they have over there. And it doesn't look like it's all tennis related. I'm seeing some gift baskets and all sorts of things. So it looks like there's something for everyone. And then while you're here, you'll get a chance to take a peek around Indian Ridge Country Club and see what life is like here at Indian Ridge. And remember, on the website, Traveling with Francoise, I want to thank Indian Ridge so much for being part of the show, Traveling with Francoise. It's such an honor for me to have them as a sponsor, and for me to be able to come over and talk about this fabulous facility and partake in some of the events too. Not to worry, I get on over here and I have some fun. So, on that note, we are going to step aside. We have a news break coming up, a national local news break, so stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk to, I think it's either going to be Randy Berg or Taylor Johnson, but don't worry, we have some more guests before we wrap up the show here. We have another half hour to go. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, a special edition today coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We are at the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. Now, we have the man of the hour. Well, he's the director of tennis here, so you are the man of the hour. Randy Berg is joining us. Hi, Randy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, let's pull that mic just a little bit closer to you. There
right
you
here.
Go. Yeah, I want to make sure everybody hears you. Now, today, really exciting event for you being the director of tennis here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Tell us a little bit about this tournament and how you're part of it.
Yeah, well, in the past, and first of all, I want to say it's an honor to be on your program.
Oh,
your reputation precedes you, and it's it's quite an honor, so thank you very much.
Oh.
And your pickleball prowess.
I can't wait. I pulled out my paddle the other day. I said, I'm ready. So.
You are a player, so from what I hear. But no, we're very happy to have this this event here at Indian Ridge Country Club. In the past years, there was the Teaching Pro Championships back in the day. And so we you know, we moved on from that. And now with Rosie in town and having this event here, we're very happy to have this benefiting the junior tennis in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, very, very exciting. I am watching some tennis in front of me right here. There's some great play going on out there.
There's some excellent play going on here. We have a lot of the top juniors in the desert, as well as we have a lot of the top pros in the desert. And a lot of these pros are national champions in their own right.
Well, very, very exciting. Exciting to have you on the show. And talk, you recently just won a huge award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just won my fourth national championship. I played in the at Mission Hills Country Club, but in the 60s national hard courts.
Uh-huh.
And what they do every year in each age division, they have four championships. They have the clay courts, they have the hard courts, they have the indoors, and they have the clay, the grass courts.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was Mission Hills hosts the National 60 Hard Courts. And so that's one of four. And my partner and I were lucky enough to bring home the gold ball, which they call it.
Yeah, I saw that. Pretty impressive. And it's exciting because, you know what? You're the members here at Indian Ridge Country Club. It's exciting for them. I don't know, Randy, if you even realize how proud they are when they can say, well, our director of tennis just won this tournament.
It's awfully nice. I mean, you like to represent the club. You like to represent the members. And I've been fortunate here, being here at 15 years at Indian Ridge, to have the players or have the members come out and support me and come to the tournaments. Mm-hmm. The 55 Nationals were out at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. And I had, you know, 40, 50 members come out and watch that as they did for the 60 Nationals out of Mission Hill. So I got a great group of support, and it was great to win it.
All right. Well, congratulations to you on that. Congratulations for today. Now, tell us a little bit about tennis here, tennis life at Indian Ridge Country Club. What kind of programs? How many courts do you have here?
You know, we have 13 courts. We have two hard true clay courts. We actually converted one of our courts into a pickleball court, to three courts, actually. So we have seven pickleball courts, which is very popular now, as you know.
Yeah.
And we have 13 tennis courts. And so, you know, during the season, we fill them up every single morning. We're very, very busy. We have men's days. We have ladies' day. We have tournaments. We have socials. You know, it's a very, very, very busy club as far as, you know, member involvement. The social program here at Indian Ridge Country Club is crazy. I also happen to be involved with running the motorcycle club, the bocce club, the pickleball stuff. I'm the MC for a lot of events here. So I'm very busy after all these years here.
I feel like I'm on a cruise ship. I mean,
absolutely.
So many events going on. You are the director there of events.
I'm the purser who does all the stuff here. I'm the activities director for sure.
And with us, folks, is Randy Berg. He is the director of tennis here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Now, let's talk about tennis in general. We know that golf has, through the years, kind of took a nosedive, and now it's coming back. Tennis, to me, seems like it's always been just sort of steady.
Yeah.
And if anything, it just keeps growing. Are you finding with a lot of the new members, the new homeowners that move here, move into Indian Ridge, are you finding that a lot of those are tennis players?
Absolutely. Think about the membership program here. There's so many different ways to get into this club, which is fantastic. And so we have, you know, many, many members that come in that buy homes that buy a membership with the homes. And our tennis program is as strong as it's ever been. I've been here 15 years, and, you know, we have club championships and a lot of younger members, a lot of new members, you know, coming in, and a lot of them are tennis players, and it makes it very, very nice.
Okay, so with all the folks that are tennis players, what do you offer here at Indian Ridge Country Club for the people that don't know how to play, that it's been one of their dreams? They always wanted to live in a community where they have these beautiful tennis courts. You have a beautiful tennis pro shop behind me, a gorgeous facility, and have instructors here. Tell me a little bit about your teaching programs here that you, of course, are the director of.
Yeah, we have many, many different programs here for teaching. We have clinics on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for, you know, we have a 9 o'clock clinic for advanced players, and then we have a 10:30 clinic for new players. The players that come into the club, they see it here, they want to play, you know, they want to play for the first time ever. There's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They can come out and just, you know, because a lot of people, when they come out, they're nervous about playing.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be, they don't embarrass themselves. And
well, it's hard to hit it in the court.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
Randy, come on.
It's not an easy game. I mean, you know, to run and swing and, you know, hit a moving ball like this is not easy. But I think my staff here with Mona Van Ling and Judy Louie and myself, we make it easy, you know, for the players to be comfortable on the court and to enjoy tennis. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want these people to do, is enjoy playing tennis. So,
and that's,
it makes
that's
it very nice.
What it's all about.
That's what it's all about. We yeah. want, you know, we're in the fun business. Mm-hmm. I've been in the fun business, you know, for, I've been in the tennis business for 40 years now. So, yeah. and I've never liked conflict. I always want people to come to me and have fun. And that's what's fun about tennis. It's a fun business.
So now, being the director of tennis, a lot of people think, oh gosh, you know, Randy probably never has time to play. But if you just won a championship like that, your fourth national championship, I am thinking that you are the type of tennis director that you're out there with the membership when the teaching's going on, just when people are out there playing. I bet you are the kind, you have a tendency to walk out, see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You work the courts in the morning. You know, you see the people. You know, a lot of our members don't like me walking around the courts because they have pressure going. Don't,
well, they
don't
wanted
look
you
at me.
Really good yeah. when you're
don't,
there.
Don't,
yeah.
don't tell me what's going on. But you know, we have a lot of my lessons I do are not just speeding balls out of a basket.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing lessons because people want to learn. You know, we try to teach age and ability here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can go to a resort somewhere and some kid will teach you a little bit technical here, like a Western forehand, you know, to somebody, and they don't need that. They need, you know, just how do I get the ball over the net every time and enjoy playing tennis? And that's what we try to do here. We try to get everybody having fun.
Everybody so. Have a good time.
Oh, yeah, have a good time.
And it seems like everybody today has been having a great time. And from a director of tennis point of view, how important is foundations such as the Love and Love Tennis Foundation and other junior tennis foundations in the Coachella Valley and frankly across the country, how important are those foundations for the junior tennis players?
Well, they're definitely very important. You know, we're a little different here being a senior development, but mm-hmm. we have our membership here, you know, we certainly all the members here support junior tennis, mm-hmm. and that's why we work with a variety of the children's charity. That's why we're doing this with a Rosie's event to support junior tennis. I don't have a junior program here per se,
right?
You know, but you know, juniors come in during the holidays and that sure. sort of thing, and we certainly encourage them. We have a great sports camp during the holidays and during Thanksgiving as well as Easter. Mm-hmm. The kids come in. We do a golf and tennis and sports camp. But you know, the members here are very, very passionate about supporting, you know, the grassroots and the foundation of the tennis. And that's what's great about, you know, supporting Rosie's event here, as well as, you know, Variety's event, which you did for a good, you know, close to 10 or 12 years, mm-hmm. you know, supporting that event, you know, and their charity.
All right. And again, folks, as I said earlier, the information's on the website. You can donate to Love and Love Tennis Foundation. That website, I have all these different websites. Here it is, lltfoundation.com. And, or you come on over right now. There's still plenty of action going on. Now, do you play any more today, Randy? Are you
I
done?
I do, yeah. No. Coming up at 1 o'clock here, we got, you know, here we go.
And
now the game's on. Now it's time to really step up the game. The top juniors are playing, the top pros are playing right now, and it's come on out. It's going to be great.
Okay, now how do people, if they want to just call you direct, how are they going to get a hold of you?
Indian Ridge Country Club. My direct email is Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at IndianRidgeCC.com, mm-hmm. or you can call the tennis desk directly here at 760-772-4432. And we'd love to have everybody. We have men's days and ladies' day. We invite the public to come out and play in those days on Wednesdays and Tuesdays. Love to have them.
Oh, Randy, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. You just heard him. You had your own invitation to come out and play here at Indian Ridge Country Club on their what days were that?
Days? It's Tuesdays for Men's Day and Wednesdays for Ladies Day.
There you go. Randy, thanks so much, and good luck in your next match out here.
Thank you.
Watch out
Francois,
for those juniors. You know,
again,
they're gunning for you.
Oh, yeah. Know. Of course they are. But it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert at the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. Well, back again is Taylor Johnson. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, yeah. everyone.
You've grown since I saw you a year ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. All right. You are here today supporting this event with Rosie. Rosie was on earlier today telling us that she works with you. But before we talk about what you have coming up in the future, let's talk a little bit about what happened this past year in the tennis world.
This past year was a really good year for me. I last year at the year-end rankings, I reached top 10 in the world for juniors, 18 and under. So that was a big stepping stone for me. And it's just been a really big development year. I'm just trying to work on the process and focus on getting better and not really focusing on the results. And I think it's benefited me.
So you have a mind game. I'm going to say that now you have maybe you have the game, you have the tennis game, the physical game, but now you're seeing that there's a mental aspect of it that's so important.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can always improve in my game, especially like on the court. Physically can improve, but mental is definitely very important. So I've been really working on that.
All right. So it's been a busy year, of course, with school. And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade. Okay. You have school and then you have tennis. How often do you practice?
I try to practice. I have like a pretty similar or same schedule every day. It's 4 hours of tennis and 2 hours of fitness.
2 hours of fitness?
Yeah.
Don't you get fit when you're out there on the court running around?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge fitness game.
Okay, all right. Well, today here at the tournament, junior golf, I've been talking about this with everyone. Junior golf is so important throughout the Coachella Valley. You are a junior. How did you get started in the sport?
I started when I was really young. I started when I was like 5 or 6 years old. I played every sport when I was little. I was just like, I loved sports and I just decided to try tennis. And my parents signed me up in a little kids clinic and then it stuck.
Yeah. So this was your thing. You found that tennis was your... Now, a lot of times kids start playing young and they get burned out. Did you ever go through a period where you said, oh, I just want to be a kid?
Maybe when I was like 8 or 9, like I was, but I played so many other sports. Like tennis wasn't really my main sport until I was 11. So, no, I haven't got burned out and I don't plan on getting burned out.
Well, no, you were top 10 in the junior rankings in the world. So,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. That's super impressive. So, now Rosie was saying that, this year coming up, I think she was talking about this year, you have some major trips planned. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I leave this coming Sunday. I'm going to be gone for 7 weeks. I'm going to Florida for 3 weeks, playing some pro tournaments, and then I head to Italy for some junior tournaments and a pro tournament, and then I'm playing the French Open in Paris.
Not as a professional.
As a junior.
As a junior event. As a junior. So mm-hmm. That starts before the actual French Open?
It's the second week of the French Open.
7 weeks. How excited are you?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I haven't played the French yet. I've played every other slam, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you're playing with pros, you're playing at these huge events now. Do you have a timeline of when you would like to turn pro?
Yeah, I'm hoping next year. I don't know exactly when, but we'll see how it goes this year. I mean, everyone has a different path, so we'll just see how the progression goes, and then we'll go from there.
We'll go from there. Is there a consistency that you see? Because I played golf for a long time, and I helped out with a lot of junior golf programs and whatnot. And I see, for golfers, you have to be able to shoot par better consistently, actually better. Not par is not going to cut it in a tour event. It has to be better. In tennis, is there some sort of average that you sort of go by that you're scoring wise that you know that and what you cannot go professional until you're consistently reaching that peak?
I mean, it's a lot to do with rankings for tennis. Like, if you're ranked this high, it's better chance like you'll make it in the tour. It's just, I guess, being consistent week in and week out. That's definitely the thing that the top tennis players do so well. Like, the top 10 tennis players in the world do so well, is they're just consistent. Like, Serena, example, she's mm-hmm. consistent. Federer this year, consistent, consistent, consistent. That's a big part.
She your idol?
No, I mean, I don't really have like a huge idol, but yeah, I definitely look up to her and what she's done. That's
okay.
Amazing.
Amazing. Do you go to the PMB at the BMP? Are you in the junior tournament there? Do they have a tournament before
the
big tournament?
They don't have a junior tournament there, but I'm hoping to play the pros next year.
Next year, I know. We'll be out rooting for you. Folks, with us is Taylor Johnson. She was with us last year. A year's gone by now. She is top 10 junior world rankings in tennis. Very, very impressive. You're thinking, your goal is to turn pro next year. Now, last year, your parents were hanging around. Where are they today?
Yeah, my dad actually just dropped me off because he had to go back to work, and my mom couldn't come. So it's just me here.
It's just you this year. Now, this is an old hat. Well, what do you have to say to the families out there that have kids that are thinking about playing tennis, of course, organizations such as Rosie's are so instrumental in helping those families that might not be able to afford it, but they have a dream and maybe they think, well, I don't know, maybe I'll never pick up a tennis club. What are your words of wisdom for these kids that really want to play tennis?
I think, just try to get a racket. It doesn't matter where you play. Tennis is a lifelong sport, and I think it's so worth it. You're going to have so much fun, and just don't take it too seriously. Just have fun with it and enjoy it, because it's a lifelong sport, so you'll have it forever if you start.
Okay. Yeah, those are good words. Yeah, get out there and enjoy it and have a good time. Now, today, are you playing again? Are you finished, or are you playing?
We're doing one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay, are you playing with Randy Berg?
I don't know who I'm playing.
You don't know
with,
who you're
actually.
Playing with? Because I told Randy all the juniors are out to get him. He's the director of tennis here.
Yeah,
you know Randy. I think he's somewhere practicing right now. I think he's hiding out, hitting some balls. I don't know, getting ready. So, well, Taylor Johnson, congratulations to your success. I'll be back here next year. Hopefully we'll see you then, or you might be playing in some big tournament somewhere. We'll be following you. Congratulations, and keep going.
Thank you so much.
And keep that smile on your face.
I will.
All right. Okay, folks. So there you've heard it. Taylor Johnson now just making great strides in the world of tennis and just doing some phenomenal things. And she's here today to support this tournament happening over at Indian Ridge Country Club. Again, it's been the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. It goes on until 3 o'clock today. They do have some awards coming up, and then they have another group that's going to go. Let me look like here. They have the All-Pro and Junior Shootout. They will start playing at 1:20 at the Stadium Court, and that is the one I'm looking at. And then at 1:30 p.m., they have the Pro and Junior. Oh, that must all be part of the same thing, the Pro and Junior Shootout. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You still have time to come over here and support the event. So definitely make your way on over to Indian Ridge Country Club here in Palm Desert off of Country Club. It's been a great day. I've really enjoyed my third year here. Always a lot of fun having Rosie on at first to tell us about this. Now, remember, she does have her foundation, which is Love and Love Tennis Foundation. The website is lltfoundation.com. You can certainly donate. If you can't make it out here, please feel free to go to the website and donate. And again, we want to help all the aspiring junior tennis players here in the Coachella Valley. They probably certainly need volunteers. You can tell Rosie that you'll volunteer. I'm sure they need some teachers to jump on board and help give lessons. They also need rackets and equipment and all sorts of stuff. And I'm sure you have some transportation to get some of those kids maybe out in the east end of the valley or maybe at the west end of the valley, either or, to some of the tennis facilities in their area. So if you can help out in any way, please feel free to go to the website, lltfoundation.com, or give Rosie a call. Here's her number, 760-772-9411. And you can also go to her website, sportswomanevents.com. Yes. So now, what's going to be happening on Traveling with Francoise coming up in the future? Well, we're going to have a new show on Fox coming up in about 2 weeks, television show. We're working on that right now. Coming up next week on the show, let's see, what do we have? We have the fantastic Baronis. You see their work all over the Coachella Valley. You see these larger-than-life rabbits and ice cream cones and all these sculptures all over the Coachella Valley. They really are. They're so much fun. The Baronis are they're such fun people. They're so talented, and they are huge supporters of this entire Coachella Valley. They go to all the events, and they're always giving.